Reading for Radio Sri Chinmoy from a book, My Consulate Years, published in New York by Agni Press in 1996. These charming and insightful stories about Sri Chinmoy's experiences and relationships with his consulate colleagues early in his stay in America. Part 1. Consulate Stories. Applying for a position at the Indian Consulate. When I first came to America on 13th April 1964, I was quite bewildered and to some extent helpless. I was staying with my main sponsor, Sam, and his friend Eric at Greenwich Village. I had another sponsor named Anne. Her sister, Jean, had a house in Baltimore. She said that I would be able to meditate there, and Anne would bring seekers and disciples. I was delighted and fully prepared to go and live in Baltimore. But Kailash Ben, my sister disciple from the Sri Aurobindo Ashram, said to me, "No, no, you have to work at the Indian Consulate." I said, "I do not have any degree." She herself was a graduate. "I am sure you will get a job," she assured me. "It is impossible," I said. "The Indian government will require at least a bachelor's degree. Otherwise, they will not allow me to work there." "At least you can try," she said. Then she went to the Indian consulate. She filled in the form. She did everything for me. Only she took my signature. Look at her concern for me. I am so grateful to her. In a few days, I was summoned to the consulate. Very nicely, I failed the typing examination. At the ashram, I used to type 65 to 70 words per minute, but here the result was 33. I had been out of touch with the typewriter for 8 or 9 months, and I was going through all kinds of problems, so I very nicely failed. They told me that after 10 or 12 days, they would examine me again. My friend John brought me a small manual typewriter, a Hermes portable, and I started practicing. I was absolutely confident that in 10 days I could pass the test. 12 days after I had failed the first test, I got a telephone call from Mr. Mehrotra's secretary, Yvonne, who was from Jamaica, West Indies. She asked me to come to the consulate. I was so happy, thinking that they would ask me to sit for the typing test again. Oh God, they did not ask me to take the test. Kailash Ben had submitted some of my Indian articles and poems, although she had written on my application that I did not have any qualification. Mr. Mehrotra is a great literary man and a supreme authority on Indian philosophy, culture, and religion. He liked my writings very much. There were 5 other candidates applying for that junior post, and 2 of them had master's degrees. Many Indians did not have any job, and they were dying to stay in America. Only by working at the Indian consulate or Indian mission could they stay here. I was the 6th person to apply for the post. I did not have even a high school diploma, but Mr. Mehrotra chose me because he liked my writings. By his unimaginable grace, I got the job. They told me when I started at the consulate that in a few months they would ask me to sit again for the typing test. Fortunately, or unfortunately, I was not given the test.